But, you know, you got teams that, you know, you might not turn it on in the first half. You can turn it on the second half, or you turn it on in the first half and, you know, just coast through the second half. And that's the difference between good teams and great teams. You know what I'm saying? So you got no one that you can turn it on. You got to turn it away. When it's time to turn it on, hey, it's time to put this, time to put the foot on the gas, so let's go.
Yeah.
You know, so.
865-200-5402 is our number. If you want to get in with us, we're going to check some scores for you coming up. Those of you making your way back from today's game, Alex will keep you posted there on our 10-minute ticker. Matt Dixon now joins the fray of TonyBasilio.com, who covers your Volunteers for us at TonyBasilio.com on a free blog, which on Friday featured about, oh, I don't know, about 3,400 words. Ton of content there. Matt does a great job for us. Alex writes for it. We've got a ton of other folks. Let's bring, without further ado, Matt Dixon in here. Matt, what'd you think, man?
That was easily the worst performance of the Butch Jones era. You know, that UMass team's terrible. And Tennessee just showed no life and just came out just completely flat and really just never turned anything on.
Yeah, it was a lifeless deal, wasn't it, man?
Yeah, it was. It was. And, you know, there was actually a good crowd there at the start. It was, you know, but, I mean, they just came out. I think they went 3-and-out to open the game, and they never – I mean, the offense just didn't click. And then the defense played okay. I mean, UMass is not any good, so you can't judge too much. But the biggest takeaway I had was the offensive line just got whipped again. And then, you know, Tennessee just didn't play. They just weren't ready to play.
This football team right now, this is how crazy this year has been. We're four games in, right? Can we do some math here? We're four games in, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
We could easily be 4-0.
Yep.
We could easily be 1-3. Easily be 1-3 after today. Yep. Easily, Tone. I mean, this thing is a – we're living on a razor's edge you don't want to live on.
No, it's like I said before, this game changes so fast. You know, you can be the best team in the nation, but, you know, anybody can beat them any day. You know, just so happen that the break's not going your way. And, you know, you just got to be prepared to play every Saturday.
Yeah.
Got to be prepared.
I mean, people are getting on me for not trashing the season. But until I see them get popped next week, and if they get popped next week by Georgia, it's going to be on like Donkey Kong for him. It really will be. But until that happens, there's still a season there.
Still a season, yeah.
Because the East can't play. You're in an East that cannot play. We'll go to the phones. Matt, stay right there. Let's keep the calls going. 865-200-5402. Hello and welcome into our next caller.
Guys, moon's over my honky in Ash Vegas, North Kakalaki. How you
What's
doing?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
What's up? Appreciate the form. I agree with all the calls. I mean, it's better than the game. I mean, when Turkey Man comes on, I start doing math in my head. I love it. If I have 15 people coming over for Thanksgiving and one turkey feeds six people, do I need 2.5 turkeys or do I need 3 small butterballs?
Now, can I ask you, caller, are you trying to catch a pass while doing this?
Wow!
Of course.
Now, I'll guarantee the pass you're trying to catch is not a route over about 7 yards. Am I also correct in that statement?
My man, Tony.
Well, it's third and 9. I'm getting 5. You know I'm getting 5.
T-Rob, what do you think those guys think of that coach when he asks them to do math problems while they're trying to catch footballs? What do you think those guys say behind the scenes about that fool? That's foolish.
You know what? It is, but listen. Just imagine what they're saying while they're trying to do this. You know what I'm saying? Out there in the field. I can't say that. I won't say that.
Hey, Brian in Asheville, I asked one dude one day. The day I brought that up, people didn't quite understand what I was doing, and I'm yelling like indiscriminate math problems at people. And I asked one guy, I go, 2 + 2. He goes, 6. I go, continue.
I remember that.
Yes.
A couple points I'll get off. I want to end on a positive, but I mean, I'll just say that now. I think we're going to win 2 of the next 3 and then lose to Kentucky. I don't know which 2 we're going to
win.
I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'll just be a believer. Tony, what is this first and this read option where it's first and predictable? I mean, I'm about to throw the remote to the TV in the third quarter because I already know what's happening and we're wasting a down. Why do we do that and make it so hard? I mean,
Kelly, and I saw it too, like her, you saw him get up after he had gotten the ball. It's not like he's not getting it. And he says something underneath his breath or shakes his head a little bit. It's like he's so mad at what we're doing and calling. So anyway, the other thing is the kickers. I'm telling you what, when you're on Dominic later, somebody's going to have to prove to me and sit me down and show slow-mo that that field goal was good to be kicked, because that did not look good on TV. And I know the depth perception's off. And then we hit the upright with the other. Butch gives them the ball inside the 10 or whatever. That's a read option from a slow honky who faked everybody out because Kongbo can't keep his read. But I don't know what we're doing, but that ain't the answer. So
yes, Matt Dixon. Matt, you're the whitest guy I know. Was that kick good? It didn't look good to me.
The replay that I saw on Twitter, it didn't look good to me. But just in the stadium, we're actually in that end zone and kind of in the corner, so I didn't really have a good angle of it live. But on the replay that I saw on Twitter, it definitely didn't look very good to me.
For those who are Angel Hernandez baseball fans, I thought either Angel Hernandez or C.B. Buckner or both of them were under the goal, because neither one of those guys can umpire. I thought the kick was missed. John Bruin, what did you see? Let's go around the room. I did not think that kick was good. What did you think?
Well, was it above the field goal itself?
Yes.
So they got a little bit of variance there to call it.
Yeah. But did it look good to you?
I didn't see it, but I just heard it on the TV. I didn't get to see it.
Oh, okay.
I had a kid on me. I didn't see the replay. Last thing, and I'll move on so other people can get on. For my man, Tony Robinson, why is it? Not that either quarterback matters, because y'all said it. We have no life. Something's not there. And I credit that after season to urgency of coaching staff of playing your competition level. But why, when Dormandy hands it off, he should keep it, and there's a field, but he can't run. But when Garantano runs that thing, it never happens where there's this open field where we've never seen him just get it and go, because I bet there's 30 yards because nobody's there. So why is that? That the read option differs when they're in there. And finally, he did zing that one ball. You're right, Bo Tonys. I mean, that was a great ball that was just unfortunately dropped because somebody was scared about to get hit off the middle, across the middle. But I think this offense goes on. We've got to make a switch change, quicker. But anyway, go Vols. Thanks, guys.
Quarterback change. Tone, you ready for that? You ready for the quarterback change, Tone?
Not right now.
Why,
Not
Tone?
Right now. Well, as you can see for yourself. For us to win, we got to have Dormandy's in there. Dormandy's are the guy for us if we want to win the ball game. Even though he's not playing as well right now, Garantano, he's not ready right now. He's not ready, man. He's not ready. But you know what?
Go ahead.
I like what he was doing in the pocket. He was standing in the pocket and he was stepping in his door and he was and he got clocked. And he was right there. He wasn't throwing off his back foot. You know what I'm saying? So, he's progressing. Now it's just a matter of him getting more playing time and, getting that game time. You know what I'm saying? Yes, that's what I see there. And I think that when Dormandy runs that read play, he's got to keep it sometimes. He's got to keep that ball sometimes. Then he's got to run with some authority. He's got to run with some more authority than he does, because – he gives the ball to John, and he comes around there clean. Boy, I'm like, okay. So you got to pull this thing out every now and then. You got to pull it out. You know what I'm saying? You got to pull this thing out and come up with a little bootleg off of that thing. We got to have some creation on this offense, man. And that read option, I don't buy that. I don't buy that offense. Give me three wide outs, four wide outs, five wide, whatever, and full back, tail back, one back,
yeah.
I'll beat you all day long.
I've noticed that the end, to the wide side of the field, to the side that Trips is on, is giving up contain automatically and stunting inside. So I don't know if that's a hole that we could attempt to run at or something. It's something in the bubble, a quick screen.
Yeah, because looking at our team today, every defense has a hole. Every defense has a hole. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to find the hole. And for some reason or another, our quarterbacks and receivers are not on the same page, especially when you uncover. Because when we were playing, if Tim McGee or Joey Cleese or Eric Swanson were uncovered, I'm looking at everybody. So when I see that, they, you know, we all, it's just that eye contact, so they know what time it is. You know, we don't have to point at nothing. We just know. He just know. I'm finna give you the ball. Yeah. I'm getting the snap, and I throw it to him quick. He don't come. Take a little step, catch the ball, and do your thing.
I've noticed.
You know, it's just take what the defense gives you.
I've noticed that Normandy hasn't checked off very, very seldom. He's not even packaging plays together where he can run one here or one there.
Yeah, I mean.
So he's running what they're calling right out of the off the sidelines, and he's not making the right choice a lot of times, maybe. Yeah, they're not giving him that option.
I don't think they're giving him that option over there. Cause right. I don't think Tennessee has a check system.
I don't think they do either.
I don't think we had a check system.
We would check off completely to a different play.
I'm checking every time. If you're going to give me a pass, a takeoff, or the touchdown, I'm going to take that. If you're going to give me a good running play, I'll take that. You know, I mean,
well, you
just take
off,
what the defense gives you.
You did easy a bunch and went to a totally different play, Tony.
Well, with Coach Harris, well, my grade, I had to keep my 100% grade, man. If I didn't check off when I was supposed to, I got a bad grade. Coach Harris was on me.
What do you make of the quarterback development so far, Tone? What do you make of the quarterback development
We're four games deep.
Yeah.
And now we're coming to get the nitty-gritty of this thing now. So after four games, I'm looking. What
kind of letter grade you giving this guy right now?
I'm shaking my head right now, man. I'm giving him a B, John?
After the Florida game, yeah, he made some good passes in that game.
I'll tell you what I want to see from Normandy. I want to see.
Handle the ball better.
Well, okay, yep. As Coach Major say, protect the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, take care of the ball.
Take care of the ball. And I want to see him get off his first read a little quicker than he's doing now. You know what I'm saying? I want to see him, you know, it's not there. Go to your, you know what I'm saying? Go through your progression quicker. Because he's holding the ball too long in the pocket. And also, step up in the pocket and quit throwing off his back.
Matt Dixon, what grade do you give him? You give that quarterback development through now that we're at the third poll here.
Probably a C. I know T-Rob's much more of an expert than I am, but their footwork seems off. I'm not sure that they're seeing the field very well. And then, of course, now we started today just kind of rotating them, I'm not a big fan of that.
No, when you start rotating quarterbacks, you know what you have, especially when neither one of them can play, which is where we are right now. Neither of these guys can play. You got trouble.
Yeah,
you can divide a locker room.
You know, if you got two guys that can play and they complement each other, that's one thing.
But right now, these two guys are
kind of a little bit lost at this point in time.
There's two quarterbacks that I've seen that rotated in and out. This is a long time ago, and they played for Florida State. And they both went to my high school. That was Wally Woodham and Jimmy Jordan. I tell you what, man. It didn't matter which one was in the game. You had trouble on your hands, man. Those guys, I mean, Jimmy Jordan could sling it around. And then Wally comes in and does his thing, man. So, you know, I'm like, good gracious in the morning. Man.
Let's go back to the phones, get the next call in. Tone's learning me some terms here. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony, it's Chad in Houston.
Welcome in, man. Good talk to you.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you again, guys. I just now started listening to you, so I missed a good bit of the show. But, the only question I have, Tone, is what's our expectations anymore? Because we went from, contending for SEC championships to national championships, and now are we just happy to have a coach to win the East? I mean, if we luck up this year, and when I mean luck up, I mean we're probably going to need some help to win the East, in my opinion. But if we go to the SEC championship game, I mean, is that good enough? I mean, if it is, we got the right coach. But to my opinion, the wheels have already fallen off this thing. I mean, you can look at the coaching. Don't look at the wins and losses of us beating UMass and staying close to Florida and beating Georgia Tech. I mean, look at the – I mean – we had a chance. We should have put that team away on our last drive. We had a 3rd-and-3, I believe, and we couldn't even pick up the first down. All we had to do was get a first down, which ran out the clock, and we had to punt it back to them. I mean, you guys know. I mean, we could sit here all day and nitpick this coaching staff, and it's obvious that they're not going to get us where we want to go as a fan base. And if we're all happy of being an SEC East contender, hey, we got the right guy for the job. So, I mean, what's your all's expectations?
Obviously, you want to win championships, but you have to kind of be honest about that from where the program was. My biggest problem with Butch Jones is he just doesn't – it's just not fun. I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at this guy right now, and I'm looking at all the drama he creates, and I'm saying to myself, is this guy really worth it? That's kind of where I'm at right now. And I don't know whether that's fair enough, but –
I mean – let me ask you this one last question.
Well, here's my thing. Is winning the East a championship? Because Florida's getting ready to fire their coach for winning two Eastern Division championships in a row because he gets trucked by Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So if we want to be like the Alabamas, and of course, you know, I know Florida's down, but if we want to get back to those levels and play with those programs, we got to start running our program like they do. We got to start making some tough decisions, and I know we could get another coach in here that doesn't have a resume, and we'd be back in the same situation. I know there's an argument on that, and I think we've all have tried to get behind this coaching staff as long as we could, but in year five, especially at the weak Eastern division, I mean, I'm no expert, but it seems like we're plateaued with this guy. We fit the ceiling. And
yeah, that's what it feels like to me. And we could be wrong, you know. He could turn out to be the greatest thing since sliced bread and have a huge run from here, but I don't see it, man.
Here's my biggest fear this year, and call me crazy, but I'm afraid we're gonna luck out and win the East with some help, and he's going to get a contract extension and a raise. And you know what those contract extensions does for us in the past when he goes trying to buy out contracts.
Anything can happen. Anything can happen, man. Anything can happen, brother. Thank you. He's got what?
He's got the right agent.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, his agent probably get me a raise, and I'm working for myself.
You know what we need? You know what we need?
What's that?
We need less of those guys that they're recruiting, those five stars or whatever they call them.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? We need players. We need some real ballers. I mean, these three-star, four-star, five-star guys coming in, you're babying them.
You know,
they're being baby, you know. Hey, give me a one-star, two-star, a guy that wants to play some ball. You know, I take him all day long.
Like whose team?
Noah's.
Let me grab Matt. Who's Matt, what do you say about the expectations?
You definitely should be competing for a division title and then a conference title. Without question, you know, these 7-8 win seasons aren't good enough at Tennessee. And I kind of agree. I'm not sure Butch Jones is the guy to get them there, at least consistently. I mean, we might luck into it this year, but I mean, he hasn't shown me anything that makes me think he could win a division title here.
Yeah, he hadn't shown it yet, has he?
No, and I mean, we keep talking about maybe he can turn the corner. I mean, the guy's been a head coach for over 10 years. I mean, if he hadn't figured it out now, you can't really expect him to.
What's really confounding to me about Butch Jones is, and he's a drama creator, like I said, why would you create a quarterback drama today? And I realize Dormady's not playing well. I get that. We all get it. And I understand that. And he doesn't look good. But he knows the other guy's not ready to play. Tony, you said that. Tony's been telling me. I'm gonna brag on Tony. I told Tony all in the off season. We had a heart to heart talk. I said, Tony, why don't you quit being such a sheep for Dormady? and everybody over there tells me he goes, Tony, everybody over there must not know what they're talking about because Garantano's not ready to play. He said he will get you beat in football games. Now, he might look good running around in pads and running around
tee.
Man, you get lucky every now and then. But like I told you, man.
But why would you do that? Coach has to know what you know. Why would you do that today? And then you almost lost the game because of it. That doesn't make any sense.
I could understand at that point, you know, at that point in time, you put Garantano in there. I could see what if you're up by 20 points or something doing that. But today, everybody's seeing it for themselves. Garantano's not ready. I mean, he had a few good plays, but he's not ready to play a full game, right? You know, against an SEC opponent.
He did have a bad drop.
Yeah, now he threw a ball. Nice little ball, and he dropped the ball. That was right. He should have caught that.
That's one of the best passes a Tennessee quarterback's made through four games.
And I tell you
what that was.
And like I said, perfect, a nice drop, set, and everything followed through all of it. You know, and good pass should have been caught. But like I said, going four quarters, he's not ready yet. He's not ready yet. Now, who's to say somewhere down the line during the season, you know, he gets a little bit more playing time, gets that game speed, it might be a different story.
Criminal defense, ladies and gentlemen, is a wide-ranging practice area covering all areas of criminal law, from simple possession, domestic assault, theft, sex crimes, federal crimes, and murder. And the Garza Law Firm has you covered at GarzaLaw.com. Over 80 years of combined experience, and Alex now with a quick look around our scoreboard. Alabama is making a statement.
Yeah, in the third quarter, they're all over Vanderbilt. 45-0, another SEC score. Currently 13-7, Louisiana Tech leads South Carolina at South Carolina. Missouri and Georgia getting ready to kick off here in just over an hour. A couple scores of interest around the nation, Tony. California and USC all tied up at 13, 8:41 left to go in the third quarter there. Rutgers on top of Nebraska late in the third, 17-14 there. TCU, number 16, on top of number 6, Oklahoma State, 27-17.
Oh, somebody better slow down the Oklahoma State playoff train. Uh-oh. Long day for your boy, Gordon Whitener, Tone.
I know it, yeah.
Yes. He loves his Oklahoma State Cowboys now.
Speaking of playoff train, a couple of top 10 teams in some real trouble here. Halftime, Purdue up on number 8, Michigan, 10-7.
That's my guy I like.
And here's
That's
the shocker.
Guy. I want Brom.
And here's the shocker. Number 2, Clemson, tied at 7 apiece with Boston College. Boston College has the ball, 1:46 to go in the third.
No. Come on.
7-7 in that
one. And that's what it is. It's a week-to-week. It's a week-to-week proposition. Problem is, we look bad week-to-week. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome to our next caller.
Hey, guys. It's Smitty. What's going on?
Hey, Smitty. Welcome in.
Hey, man. I think that was Butch's way of trying to do the I told you so by throwing in Garantano in the worst possible time of the game and not running a set offense for him that works for him. I think that was his, like, hey, look, I know what I'm doing, you know, kind of deal, which is crazy, but I think that's what his game plan was.
Tone, is he that – because he is crazy. We all know that. He's a little nutty. Is he that crazy, Tone, that he would play with a game like that to make a point?
If he is.
And maybe to make a point to that kid and his family as well? You know, because that's like everything. He's got to manage that. He's got to manage that family.
It's like I said. Something's not right over there. Something over there is not right, man. It's I hate to say it, but it's not right, man. But I said all along, Garantano's not ready yet.
And Tone's been saying that the entire time.
I you know what I'm saying? I have, you know, I think in the future, this kid's going to be a good one for us. But right now, he's not ready for this. He's not ready for it right now.
I think that he's, you know, he's done that in the past. So that's kind of what brought me to that. But just 2 points real quick. I listened to the game today while I was at work, and I really love Bob Gessling, but poor guy mistaken the UMass helmet twice for a fumble on the field, which was really sad. Tim Priest was about to blow a gasket. It was actually kind of entertaining to listen to be quite honest.
Tim Priest was not real happy about the throwing off the back foot thing. I know that.
No, not at all.
He's
and my
not going
second
for that.
My second thing is, and then I'll go, is what's worse, the third down song or our coaching staff?
That would be a really good vote.
this week. Our coaching staff for the Tone. You like that third down song, Tone?
I don't even know what it is, so I can't like it. I don't even.
It's like third down, hands up, don't shoot. Third down, hands up, don't shoot, or something. Smitty,
well, I'll leave that one right there.
Is Hinton leading that song from the?
Yeah, it's his. It's a his creation. I don't know if he's leading the song, but it's a Sterling Hinton production.
Well, I'll tell you, Smitty. Both.
I need to talk to the Pearl. I got to talk to the Pearl about that one. Yeah.
My only comment on that situation to you, Smitty, would be when the song gets in front of the microphone and when the coaches get in front of the microphone. Both of them make you want to plug your ears.
There's no question. Well, that's
kind of like
point.
The bucket, maybe. Get rid of it.
You like that bucket? Do you like that bucket?
I don't know. I kind of liked it. But
yeah.
I didn't stick with it.
If I was going to work for like a waste management or somebody, I'd like that bucket. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
This might be me.
It's you. That is you.
What's up, Stallion?
Hey, welcome in. Who's this?
This is JC on the Bayou, baby.
Hey, JC on the Bayou. Welcome in. You got the great Tony Robinson. You got the great John Bruin. You got superstar Alex. And you got Matt Dixon.
And I got the great T to the B.
That's me, brother.
Believe that.
Believe.
Hey, Stallion. I'm sitting down here today on the Bayou, and me and Miss JC, we got our Tennessee Orange on. We're going to a couple of little different places, you know, watching the game. And they say, what's up with your coach? And I said, what are you talking about? You know, I just tried to play it off. And all of a sudden at halftime, right before halftime, you know, 5 minutes before halftime, it's like, what, 14-6 or whatever. And I said, we're in trouble. I said, this team sucks. And I'm beginning to figure out, I mean, I was in Knoxville when Butch was hired. This guy ain't got a clue, Tone. He ain't got a clue.
Yeah, he's I wouldn't say he doesn't have a clue. He's just not a. He just doesn't have a good feel for it. I mean, today that thing he did with the quarterbacks in a close football game in a second half, you just don't do that. If you're trying to lose a game, John Bruin, that's what you do. Right? Am I wrong? You don't manage your quarterbacks like that. You just don't.
Maybe he wants to be the coach at Michigan or somewhere.
Maybe.
You know, I got him in the coaching in Tampa Bay. You know that?
That guy should never be even considered for Michigan or Tennessee or Vanderbilt or Tuscaloosa or the University of Chattanooga, Tennessee. That guy's over his head so far. It's not even funny. And with all of his quotes, hey, Tony, well, you know what was so embarrassing was we was down here today, and when they were showing them aerial shots of the great Neyland Stadium, that thing looked half full. And I told him, I said, I had season tickets there for 10 years. I said, you couldn't get in there with a shoehorn when I was there. I said, now they're probably paying people to walk in there.
It was a great crowd at kickoff, though. I don't blame people for leaving because it was really hot. It was a noon, straight up high noon kickoff. And I don't blame folks for getting out of there, especially.
It doesn't matter, Tone. I was there in 91 for that UCLA game. I was watching people pass out around me. That's no excuse.
Well, JC, is this, JC, is this team worth passing out for?
What?
The only reason this team would be worth passing out for is if you drink yourself into that position.
Well,
not sitting out there in the damn heat.
Bush Jones makes $4 million.
I know that.
He should be paying people's bar tab.
That's true, too. You know what Bush Jones has done? He's turned me into a dark alcohol drinker.
Well, we can drink all the time in the dark, Tony. It don't matter to me because you know me. I'm a drink during the day or night. It doesn't matter to me.
Interesting.
But what I'm telling you is this. When you got the great Dr. Sinclair, you got the great Vino, you got the great you, and the great Tony Robinson, I mean, I listen to y'all every chance I get down here to buy you all the time, every day. And I'm ashamed and embarrassed about what this guy's done. He's not forwarding this university football program. He ain't doing it, Tony. Tony, this guy's never going to get us to no more than third or fourth in the East. It ain't happening. It's not going to happen.
Hey, JC, thank you.
Thank you, brother.
He's a ray of light and positivity down there on the Bayou, wasn't he, there, Matt Dixon?
Yeah, he sure was. We talked about Butch Jones's that unsportsmanlike penalty that he got.
Yes, tell me about it. What was your viewpoint of the unsportsmanlike?
Well, I think it was during a timeout, so I thought that was kind of odd. But I believe he's the first SEC coach to get that.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that.
Of course, I'm sure the odds were in his favor to be that. He's the coach that kind of goes crazy the most. But
I'm glad to hear he showed a little life. And, of course, as Bino said, he got it during a timeout, during a critical juncture of the game, during a critical drive. But kind of like
on the next play.
Yeah, it's kind of like what you get from Butch Jones. Yeah, and he set up a touchdown with it. So it was all by design. And I know you like numbers. Here's a number for you. Vanderbilt is getting absolutely ripped limb from limb. Alabama will not only beat you, they will break your spirit. They will rip you apart. They will haunt you for generations to come. Lay it on me, what Alabama, the number. Here's a number for you. You're a numbers guy. Hit it, Al.
It's from Brian Hartman. Says Vanderbilt has 2 first downs and 57 yards of total offense, and that was from about 5 minutes ago.
I said 2 first downs and 57 yards of total offense. I mean, I would call that mess in your pants. But
that's Tennessee in the second half.
Interesting. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
You're on the Garza Law Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. Welcome.
Hey, listen, I need you to grab your guitar. You need to start playing some blues for us, you and Tony Robinson, right now.
Yeah.
That's what Chase would love.
Yeah.
Why don't you grab your guitar, start playing us some blues, man.
So are you feeling it, too, after that game today?
Oh, yeah. We left at halftime.
And why did you tell me why you left? Because you were hot, or why'd you leave?
Man, it was so hot. It had to be 100-something degrees.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what else? You know what else it was, too? The air was not moving. It wasn't like a breezy day. It was a humid, oppressive noon kickoff. It felt good in the mid-morning. And then when that sun came out and it stayed out, I mean, it was smoking hot in that stadium, and I don't blame anybody for leaving, and particularly if you're going to get that kind of performance out of a football team.
I totally agree with you, Tony.
So are we worried now? Are we worried going forward, or is it just 1 week?
I'm a little bit worried. I do need some blues from you right now. I need you to grab your guitar.
I'm going to play later. I'm going to play later on Periscope. I'm going to kick it because I've got to do this.
I cannot wait to see that.
Thank you, hon. You have a great night, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you. 865-200-5402. Let's get our next call in on the Garza Law Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. Hello and welcome in.
Tony B. from Tennessee. This is Drew.
Hey, Drew. Welcome in, man.
Man, I love your show and your entourage. It's great. I was talking to a buddy before the game in Nashville, kind of like you do with your listenership, and just going over the time Butch has been here. You know, I've mentioned this to you before. He just made Tennessee. We're just a finesse team now. There's no power. There's no power to us. It's like when we're just Cincinnati. But we're Cincinnati South is all we are. You know, if you remember when coaches implemented this spread offense years ago, was to try to mask talent deficiencies and sort of even the playing field. Well, he recruits these 4 or 5-star guys and then kind of denuts them or whatever. I mean, they don't have any opportunity to reach their full potential, I don't think. We're just a finesse team now. I'm watching South Carolina. Just the eyeball test, they look better than we do. I wouldn't belittle Vanderbilt against Alabama. What the hell would they do to us?
Oh, Alabama is going to beat the living shit out of us and make them make us like it. That's what they're going to do. I mean, come on, let's get real. And by the way, the South Carolina team we threw dirt on about 6 minutes ago has 2 unanswered touchdowns, and with 4:22 to play in the fourth quarter, they're up 14-13 on Louisiana Tech because they had a kid when they were down 13-0 in that game make a great play on an interception and to turn the game around, and that's winning football. That's how you win games. And, Tony, how did they score their touchdown? Tell Drew how they scored their touchdown here.
They started
team. That's exactly what – look at this right here. At the point of attack. Right,
there he goes.
Yeah.
Their quarterback, Tony, is a winner, too.
He's a winner. No question. Yep. He beat us last year in a game they had no business winning.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't come up here and spank us again. Honest, there's only one thing to say. After Georgia rolls in here next week, it's basketball time in Tennessee.
Thank you. Little John Ward for you.
Strings.
Did you guys, when you played, did you love hearing John Ward call things?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah?
Nothing like it, man. There's nobody like
when I was a
John
kid,
Ward.
I got to go to watch Ernie and Bernie play.
Yeah.
In the snow days when we got tickets to get in Stokely.
Yeah, snow days.
And that was some of the best games to go over there and see Stokely packed full of people and watching those two talented guys play for Tennessee. It was just amazing to watch it.
And somewhere right now, when I think about what's happened to our Tennessee basketball program under the current administration, it makes me sad. I feel like the Indian on the side of the when the litter rolls up crying. Let's go back to the phones. 865. Do you remember that, Tony, when the litter, the do not litter PSAs, when the Indian would cry when the...
Oh, he had the tear coming out of his eye?
Yeah, tear coming out of his eye.
Yeah, I remember that.
Let's go back to our phones. That's politically incorrect to me. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Yeah, is it me?
Yes, welcome in.
Hey, this is Bob the Cowboy. How's it going?
Hey, Bob the Cowboy, welcome in.
So, my take on today, I was over at the game and had one of my old friends came down and a couple of the guys with him, and we just stayed the whole game, watched it. I think pretty much, which I believe for the last couple of years, that Jones has been over his head. That's my take on it. I think he's a great guy off the field. I think overall, I listen to you all the time, Tony, so I agree with what you say about him being a great guy and all that. But I don't think he's really a terrible football coach. I just think he's at Tennessee. I think he's over his head. And I think that we saw last year, we saw it again this year. I just think that he loses his team. I think he lost his team last year, and I think today he lost his team. And when it really kind of hit home for me was number one, I think it's Galloway. He's running across the middle, and the ball's right in his hand, and he just drops it, almost like he did it on purpose. Not saying he did, but it just kind of seemed that way. And I just thought right then, I thought, you know, they've checked out of this game. They're not even playing it. So
aren't you thinking about are you thinking about the ball that Seven dropped?
Yes, Seven. I'm sorry. It was right in the middle. Nobody was around. He
wide open.
Right in his hands.
It's probably
right
a score.
In his hands.
It's probably,
just, it looked like he almost dropped it. Hey, I dropped it. You know.
It's probably a score if he catches it. You know, I don't think that's the case. I do think, though, there are reasons to worry about this chemistry on this team. Tony's talking about the body language today. One thing these former players have taught me to appreciate, and I love hanging out with these guys, is that body language matters. Body language,
right.
Those nonverbal cues tell you what's really going on. And Tony was talking about some little things like the way when those guys were coming off the field, there wasn't a lot of, hey, there's like nobody over there to pick people up. Hey, keep your head up. Let's keep going. And then the whole thing with the quarterbacks, Tony, that you mentioned, and you were down there on the sideline today, that has me really scared, Tone. That has me really concerned. Elaborate again for people just joining us.
Well, quarterbacks, the guy that's playing, you know, he's on the field, so he sees some things, but the guy that's not playing, he's going to also see some things.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, he just relays what he sees to the starting the quarterback that's playing and vice versa. And I see none of that. They're not even talking to one another at all. So it just something there is not gelling, man. I mean, it's like they're all for themselves, you know.
Right.
One for all, you know what I'm saying? It's not all for one for all. It's just all for themselves, you know what I mean? I mean, come on, guys. This is a team sport.
So what do you do, Tone, if you're coaching them? Obviously, those coaches see that.
Yeah.
What do you do? You get them in a room? How do you develop that, Tone? Can you develop that?
I think you develop that from a younger age, you know, from coming up.
But they're here now.
But they're here now.
So how do you manage it?
So you got to put those years, high school years, you got to put that behind you. You know, this is a different league now. It's not high school. This is college ball now. So
but,
you got to interact with the other court. If you're not a starter.
But how do you manage it? If you're a coach and you see Garantano not doing that, or the other guy not doing it when Garantano's in there.
You got to reinvent the fact that they're going to Tennessee, and it means more to them on the field for a game than it does to just give up.
Which is a really difficult task, and that's another thing Butch Jones has not been able to do for whatever reason. Now, his kids play hard for him, I'll say this to our caller, but they also check out on him at times.
Yeah.
Which he made a good point about at some point this year, checkout time could come.
Yeah.
We saw it last year.
Yeah, we saw it last year.
The healthier they got, the more checked out they were.
Yeah.
It was weird, man.
It just, you know,
Here's something that bothers me, too. I think you look at some of these other teams, that, and granted, I know we're not – we've got talent now, but not we're not at the talent level of, say, Clemson or Alabama or something like that. But you watch them play, like in the skill positions and different positions. You watch they play like a well-oiled machine. They play like Tony's saying. It's all for one for all. We're all in this together. We play – to, if we've got to have somebody, if we got to have a playmaker make a play to win a game, that's what we do. Now, you know, you got to have playmakers to win games, but we don't play as one unit. We play as playmakers. You know, that the Florida game's over if we don't make a play and cause the fumble. You know, that's how Butch Jones' teams play. And that's what really concerns me about our coach.
That's well played.
It's not, we're not developing our talent.
No, and Tony's right. Somebody called the show, it was Little O, yesterday, my daily show, from 11 to 1 every day. We were sitting in Calhoun's on the River, and he blew me away. Little O said, and by the way, Louisiana Tech just caught a long pass. They're going to have a chance maybe to kick a field goal here. There's still a lot of time left in this game, though. But they just threw the ball, Tony. Where? How did they get it right downfield, Tony? How'd they get downfield?
They stretched the field.
Oh, I mean, what a concept. They just threw a 40-yard pass.
Yeah. Stretch the field. You got to stretch the defense, man. You got to.
I love getting Tony fired up on that.
If you don't stretch the defense, man, they're going to eat you up.
Tony's pissed. Back, he's retroactively pissed.
I am pissed. I'm pissed. We don't throw. There's no excitement, man. No excitement.
No, today's game was the worst. Why would they just play soccer if you're going to do that? No offense to the soccer fans, because I like soccer, but damn. Back to what we were talking about, though. Little O called the show, and I want your thoughts on this on the phone lines. He said Butch Jones is a three-star guy. He wasn't a good athlete himself. He's not really a very good coach. He's an up-from-the-bootstraps father of a cop, which there's nothing wrong with that, a son of a cop, rather. He's a blue-collar guy. He more relates to those three-star blue-collar kids than he does the five-star kids. And you know what? That's who develops under him. He's got more three-star kids developing under him, way more than the four- and five-star kids.
Well, you got to be harder on the four and five star kids.
But they're not.
But they're
stars.
Not. I mean, you know,
they
you
make
know,
them you're, stars. That's right.
And
how can you be
a star if you haven't even played the game?
If your daddy bought
but Garantano, that's
I'm
a
saying, how
example.
Can you be a star?
That's
hey, you got that's something you got. Tony, you got to earn that, man. You got to earn that from me. I can't see. I mean, you know, you got to show me.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm sorry.
Tony's being wordy.
No, that's okay. That's why I think he's over his head, because I don't think he can gel that talent. You're right. He relates to that three star. He, you know, they produce, but you look and you talked about this week too, Tony, about Mississippi State. Look what Dan Mullen does with that, how he gels those teams, how they play together, how they, now they don't win every game, you know, and they may not have the talent we got. But they are fun to watch. They play together. They play hard football. And dadgum, get a stinking fullback in there and play some power football. And that's another thing. That's why I think he's over his head too. I think he does the system because that's what he knows. He don't know power football. And I think that's one of the problems that he has, that, you know, first of all, he's not gelling the team, and then he doesn't know how to play power football with that big fullback.
He will not play power football. No, he will
today,
not.
Today, if we played power football, it wouldn't even been a ball game because we'd have been hit by about four touchdowns.
Oh, but caller and guys in here in the Raymere studio. Remember, we heard all summer they're going to practice with the fullback guys. They're doing it. They're doing it at the training facility. Remember, they're practicing under center. They're using a fullback
during
those
double secret.
My goodness,
practices that they have. They ought to pay people to go watch those damn things. They run people out of there and try to look into the fence. Literally, they ought to go get everybody on the street this week, put lays around their necks, take the garbage can, let them sit on top of the trash can.
Or what about using those eclipse glasses so you don't hurt your eyes?
I just want to know.
Hey, Tony, I want to say one other thing, too, and I'll let you go. I'll get off here. I know the people want to call. But
go ahead.
Here's something that I've been telling people around me about this. And, you know, I've been going to the games for a long time. And, you know, I remember I was at the game, the Florida game in 98 when we won. I did not personally get on the field, but I saw everybody rush the field. I saw the goalpost come down. I was sitting in section P. I touched the goalpost as it was going down Cumberland on the strip. That night was just incredible. And, you know, when Clemson played Auburn earlier in the year and Clemson beat them at home, the kids from the stands come pouring out on the field. Everybody came on the field, and it just, all I could think about was, man, this is how Tennessee used to be. This is college football. If a fan or if a student come out on the field from Tennessee, I think they would shoot them if they got on their precious field. And that just makes me so stinking mad that we can't be Tennessee like we used to be. We can't just enjoy that experience anymore. And that really ticks me off.
I think it's really well put. I go over there
to watch the games. I love, man, it's in my heart. UT is in my heart. I love the kids. But they just, it's almost like killjoys. You know what I'm saying?
It is. It's very difficult. And I appreciate the phone call. Because here's the thing. Next week we have a chance to do that. I want Georgia to win tonight. I'm going to go around the room here right now. Tony, you want Georgia to win tonight?
I like Kentucky.
No, do you want them to win? Georgia's got Mississippi State tonight. Do you want?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want Georgia to win?
Yeah, I want Georgia to win.
Because I want them in here undefeated.
I want Georgia to win.
John, do you want them in here undefeated? Yeah, yes or no? They'll be 4-0 if they win tonight.
Yeah, I want them to be undefeated, too.
And they'll have two top 20 wins. They'll be sky high. Alex, I want them to win tonight. What do you think?
No, I don't want them to win.
Why?
Because I want another L in their SEC's loss column, so no. We still got a shot if we win next
week. I want to beat them. No, you can't think like a loser. I want to beat them at 4-0. Matt Dixon, you've been very silent here.
It should have been two teams going 4-0.
You're damn straight.
That's what it should have been.
That's exactly right.
4-0.
That's exactly right.
Another next Saturday.
The road to the East could be coming through this place like we thought last week. Tony got a little burp in.
And last year.
Let's get Matt Dixon, what do you think?
Yeah, if Georgia's going to win tonight, I want them to play as well as they possibly can, play their best game of the season.
I agree.
And then they can come in here kind of on a letdown.
That's exactly right. I want them to have to handle success. Because I'm going to tell you something. If they get beat tonight and they come in here pissed off, they're going to – you're a smart guy. Because if they lose this week, unless they lose a bunch of players, if they come in here semi-full strength, they are going to run us over like a car wreck. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, I have no doubt.
If we get their attention. Yeah. Now, if they get undefeated and everybody tells them how great they are and they slip into the top 10, and, you know, you've got some teams right now. Alex is going to give us a scoreboard coming up. You've got some teams that are losing it, blah, blah, blah. But I'm looking at our best path to victory. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome to our next call on the Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction. Louisiana Tech with a third down and five. They're on the 10-yard line, and they give it off, and they're going to settle for a field goal with 1:30. They're going to let that clock run down. It looks like Carolina's out of timeouts.
Yeah, that's the right decision because now,
a great
now
decision.
Carolina's not going to get the ball back till about probably 55 seconds
it's
or so to
great
go.
Great decision. And they're going to let this kid who's 2 of 3, who's already missed a 43-yarder, but he's made from 33 and 52. Jonathan Barnes is going to get down with no delay. Let's get our next caller in. Hello and welcome. Yes, you're on the air. Hello. Do this again. Hello and welcome. That's you.
That's me, Barney Boy.
Barney Boy, what's up, my man?
Well, I'm getting ready. I've been on this phone listening, y'all. Y'all seem awful happy today. Why don't we go ahead and fire the whole damn bunch now instead of waiting to do it next week? They should have fired Butch Jones 2 years ago. He don't have a damn clue. And I don't think we got a damn quarterback. You know who Dormady reminds me of? A damn Wobbly Worley clone.
Now, wait a second. Dormady was our defense last year. His name is Dormady.
Well, Dormady or whatever.
Dormady was who took the field last year against Vanderbilt. That was Dormady.
Well, okay.
This guy's name is Dormady.
Whatever his name is, we don't have an SEC quarterback. We don't have coaches. Fire them all, and let's go rent some. We probably can go rent some high school coaches and coach a better job. And if y'all think that we're going to beat Georgia next week.
It could happen.
No, it's not.
Oh, it could happen. Absolutely could happen.
Yeah,
Did you think Louisiana Tech was going to. Wait a second.
Give me one idea you think that Tennessee's going to beat Georgia.
Because it's college football.
Okay. But, Tony, don't get delirious on me over here.
Wait a second. Did you think Louisiana Tech was going to go into South Carolina today and with 55 seconds left lead 16-14?
South Carolina. Right now, Tennessee football is in shambles. Period. Plain and simple, injuries, whatever it is, this program's in shambles. This brick-by-brick foundation, all he's doing is building a damn shit house, and it's done caved in. Fire him now. Don't wait the next week or the season. And I hope this Curry guy's got enough damn balls. He's already looking for a damn coach because this program's in shambles. Enough's enough.
Barney Boy.
And don't sit there and blame the heat that everybody left.
Barney Boy.
I've sat in a whole lot harder than that, colder 20 below zero.
Barney
Boy. Tony, this program's in shambles right now, and ain't nothing that Butch Jones is going to do to fix the damn problem. So fire them all.
Wait a second. Barney Boy, we're 10 seconds away from being 4-0.
We ought to be 1-3.
Well, that's true. We could be 1-3.
Tony, you watch the game, and I watch the game. Don't they make you sick when you watch them play?
They're horrendous. Today's level of effort was terrible.
Manhandled again by the defense and offensive line. Tony, I'm telling you, Dooley didn't have the players. This idiot coach that we got down there has got the damn players. And they look worse when Dooley was there. This is pathetic.
Well, it's like a buddy of mine told me, at least when Dooley was here, they scored points. Like Tony said today, this thing today, if you call that entertaining, more power to you. Because there was nothing entertaining about that football game.
That was a sickening game.
I mean
nothing.
And
I'm going to tell you.
I've seen surgeries on YouTube.
But I'm going to tell you this, Tony.
They were more exciting than that.
If Massachusetts quarterback didn't get hurt, they would have whooped our ass today.
Maybe.
Tony, enough's enough with this. I know you're Tennessee. I've hoped. I've prayed. You can do all the praying you want. Butch Jones is there. Until he's out of this damn program, our program's going to be dead last in everything. It sucks right now, and I'm a pissed off Tennessee
fan right now.
Barney,
wait a second. Now, I don't understand something here. What's our record?
What's the record got to do with it, Tony? Goddamn, feels like we ain't even won a game. We ain't even played the good teams yet.
Barney. Look, I'm not going to tell you. I don't tell anybody how to think, okay? And I know today was unacceptable. But what's...
Are you satisfied with what Butch Jones is doing, Tony?
Hell no.
So I've tried. I thought we was going to beat that damn...
But you want to fire... Wait a second. You want to fire the guy.
Fire him now.
He's 3-1. You can't fire a coach that's 3-1.
Hell you can't, Tony. When everybody sits and watch that stuff... In the third quarter, and don't blame a damn heat. That was a sucky-ass game to watch.
People left because it was hot in there.
Well,
and because the game went
I'm glad you're saying it, but if I'd have been there and they'd have beaten them 40 to nothing, I'd have been right there.
Tony, targeting in the before we get back to Barney Boy's rants and raves.
I ain't done yet.
Hang on, Barney Boy. I know. That's why I'm going to ask Tony something. Tony, was that a good call on the targeting on Louisiana Tech? And pick your mic up for me, Tony.
That looks good. Good lick to me.
Good lick?
That's a good lick to me, yeah.
Bruin, what do you think? We got to keep these kids safe, John Bruin.
It's a target lick in nowadays.
It would hit.
Absolutely.
Used to, you could use your head all the time, but nowadays they got this.
That was targeting?
Yeah. Don't throw that kid out. Watch this. We're going to toss this kid. Watch.
But what else are you supposed to do?
See? Catch it? I knew he was
getting. With his shoulder.
No, they declined it. They said no call, no targeting. Call reverse.
Yeah, I told you. It wasn't a target. That was a good hit.
Right.
That was a good hit. Yeah, it was a good hit.
Hey, don't mess with T.
Hey, Barney Boy.
Barney Boy, go ahead. Hey,
well, I'm glad y'all are all happy now.
Alex is going to make you feel better. Hang on.
Hey, Barney Boy, I got a question. You talked about the offense being better under Dooley, correct?
Yes, we did.
Well, I'm saying as a whole, the whole team was better because he didn't have the players as Bush Jones got. Don't get me wrong, they suck too. But this, what I'm seeing now, he finds so many ways to lose and mess up Tennessee games. It's year in, year out. He'll find a different way to lose a damn game.
Well, Barney, here's a stat for you. Ready for this?
And don't let stats get in the way here, Barney, of how you feel.
All right. If it adds up to a damn win, give them to me.
The Vols offense today had 319 yards total, 319 for the offense.
Okay.
Trevor Daniel punted for 391 yards.
That's got 600 yards we got.
Barney, what are you saying? What are you getting on here saying? I'm glad you guys are happy. What is that?
It sounds like y'all. I'm sick as a damn three-legged mule up here.
What? But Barney, what do you want us to do? Like, what would you like me to do?
Give Bush Jones hell. Don't pat him on the back. He is not. He's got to get out of that program. And I'd fire him now because they're going to lose next week, and then you fire him. Do it now. Go out and get the high school coaches. Tony, this was the worst performance I've ever seen at the University of Tennessee in Neyland Stadium. It was the day.
And against that backdrop, Barney, you'll love this. South Carolina.
Here we go.
Well, hang on. Tony, describe to Barney Boy what just happened in that game, and put your mic up here so he can.
South Carolina just threw one down the field, and
a guy went between three guys.
He went up between three guys that should have been intercepted, and but he made a play on the ball, and he caught on the ricochet off the. Yep, good. Oh man,
and he's wearing 89, and he deserves to wear 89.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great, and I mean, highlight,
so
real
what's
catch.
So what's this got to do with Tennessee football?
Hey, Barney Boy, guess what?
What's this got to do with Tennessee
Barney
football?
Barney Boy, don't you celebrate the unpredictability of college football?
Barney Boy,
go ahead.
I'm not happy at all, man. I was at the game, so.
Barney,
who am I talking to?
Tony Robinson.
Tony Robinson. God damn it, can you still put him on the, you still fit in a 34 pants and all?
Tony, stand up.
A damn quarterback. All they got now, Tony. Robinson, they got wobbly worldly clones down there. Can't run the damn ball. Can you go suit up and be the damn quarterback?
As long as I don't get hit.
What did you just call him?
Who?
Somebody just said on Periscope, Barney's not a real fan. He sucks. The way you're bragging on the Vols.
All right, I'm a fan. If they all these delirious, these Tennessee fans, it's been 13 damn years. 13 years and it's getting worse. How can you sit there and watch a performance today? There's no hope. What is hope? And he's got all these. And tell me something, Tony. Where's that Roberson, the center, at? Why was Colin Thomas in there?
Oh, they had a little altercation, I believe.
Whoop-de-doo. I hope they beat the shit out of Bush Jones in the locker
room. No, it wasn't Bush Jones. Matt Dixon popped for that. Matt Dixon popped for that, didn't you, Matt?
Yeah, that was good. I like that one, Barney Boy.
That makes me more when people say I'm not a Tennessee fan, Tony. I'm a Tennessee as far as you can get. And I'm tired of this last place performance. I think the players, I don't know. I got a feeling that it looks like the fans were there and maybe some of the players have quit. I don't know. today, if I had to draw the line today, fire him today, get rental coaches, high school coaches. Bush Jones is running this program right now.
Barney, do you believe, like I believe, that we've got a chance next week against Georgia?
You want my honest answer?
Yes.
No. Just because, now, if Bush Jones gets sick and has to be in the hospital and they give it over to another coach, yeah. Bush Jones will find a way to lose these damn games. That's a different way. As long as Bush Jones is on that friggin' sideline.
Barney Boy, you're my man. I love you.
All right, y'all be safe.
I believe that Barney Boy is in the let's give Bush Jones some more time train. I think he's on that train.
Barney Boy's
right
on.
Right, Tom?
Barney Boy's right on, eh?
Yeah, he's right. He wants to give Butch some more time. He thinks it can really develop in South Carolina.